There will soon enter upon our world a despot. Number two, I call him, but many have named him, and the Book of Life refers to him, as the Antichrist. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 17, quote, "And the Antichrist coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing. For they have not received the love of the truth that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends them a misleading influence, that they may believe falsehood, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have preferred wickedness. But we, brethren, beloved of God, are bound to give thanks to God always for you, because God has chosen you as first fruits unto salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. For this purpose, he has also called you by our preaching to gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold the teachings that you have learned, whether by word or by letter of ours. And may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and has given us grace, through grace, everlasting consolation and good hope, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word," unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1992. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is smiling. Oh, I only wish we could get a portrait of Our Lady as she's smiling now. You feel the feeling is beyond human words to describe. She's so beautiful, and you feel so relaxed, as though you don't have a problem in the world. Our Lady has an aura about her, and I'm certain that this aura is also encircling many upon the ground. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she's touching her fingers to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening because I have a dire and urgent message for the world at this time. The Eternal Father, his hand is now getting ready for a chastisement upon mankind. I say this to you all, do not be afeard. For all who have remained faithful and true shall escape this punishment. My child and my children, as it was in the past, so it shall be. There are many now foul deeds being committed upon the earth that cry to heaven for retribution. The leaders of your country have lost their ways, my child and my children. They are now making sin a way of life. In my past, my own experiences, my child and my children, I went through great sorrow and saw this persecution set upon my son by the world. Now he is made to suffer anew, and I join him on his new cross. Yes, my child and my children, mankind is re-crucifying my son. They have forgotten. They have lost their way. My child and my children, the pages are turning fast in the apocalypse. Have you listened to my counsel in the past, my children? Are you making an effort to study the book of life and love, your Bible? There is not much time left. Many will be taken from the earth. I will not at this time, my child and my children, go into full detail. However, I want you to stretch the knowledge of Sodom and Gomorrah. You saw in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, it's obliteration by fire and brimstone. Can you expect less of a trial, my children? You do not listen. You do not learn from your past. You are on the same road to perdition. The Eternal Father has watched with hope and with his convictions now coming to the point of great knowledge to him. He finds that at this time, many must be taken from the earth. Your word of homosexuality can be explained by the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Read in your Bibles or consult your clergy. Find yourselves, my children, a humble, pious clergy. Many have fallen away from the faith. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. And this, my children, I say of all denominations. Our lady is looking about her, and now she's taking, it's very sad. She's taking the coverlet around her shoulders, the cape, and she's wiping her eyes. Now I can see Our Lady is struggling very hard for composure. This is very hard upon her. Now she's looking at me, and her eyes are drawing right into my eyes. My child, you must bring all past messages to the fore. Soon you will be unable to deliver them upon the ground. Therefore, I ask that not one shred of paper be discarded, for it will be needed. My child and my children, your children are leading lives without direction or knowledge of eternal life in heaven. Sin has become a way of life in your country and many countries of the world. Little children led astray by their elders.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Look at the weather we're having, the floods, the tornadoes that are happening now. The idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those waking up to the reality of the chaotic weather climate. This is why the book, Making the Best of Basics, was written. With over 350,000 copies of earlier editions sold, it has long been a standard in food storage and family preparedness. It includes worksheets to determine which items and how much to store for your family. Making the Best of Basics has been revised and greatly expanded and updated. It has almost 100 additional new pages of charts, tables, and recipes. It is the most comprehensive single volume ever compiled on home food storage. Most important of all, it has 80 yellow pages listing of suppliers of preparedness products in the United States and Canada. Peace of mind follows preparation. Let this book, Making the Best of Basics, do what it has already done for more than a generation, making preparation both possible and manageable, and give your loved ones a measure of security in an uncertain world. I urge each and every listener to prepare now, not when it is convenient, but to do so now. Don't delay any longer. Get your spiritual relationship right with God and prepare for emergency and natural disasters. Store food, water, blankets, blush candles, and other supplies for emergencies. This book will help you. Making the Best of Basics is available for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. Get this book first and get going now. It is better to be ready 6 months too early than one day too late. Making the Best of Basics costs $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Or call 616-698-6448. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, the rosary, and much more. Now on the internet, we have the actual original audio recording of many of the messages received by Veronica from Jesus and Mary. We also have several prophecy reports on current and future floods, UFOs, the newly reported gigantic pistol star fireball, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Write this down and share with your family, friends, and relatives if you don't have a computer. This is a good way to share the messages, and they get to see and hear them. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 6, 1992. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
My child and my children, you will continue to pray for your vicar in Rome, Pope John Paul II. At this very moment, there is now being held a conference in secret to the world for his extermination, and to place upon the seat of Peter the despot. Yes, my child, you've heard that word before, the despot. I say it for reason. You will continue to pray a vigil of prayer for the clergy of the world. Darkness has descended upon my son's churches upon earth. Whatever shall become of you all in the chaos that is fast coming to your country and other nations of the world. There will soon enter upon your world a despot, number two, I call him, that many had named him, and the Book of Life refers to him as the Antichrist. Yes, my children, you will recognize him by his deeds. Many will sell their souls to him to get to the head. But all that is rotten will fall eventually. No matter what the struggles to keep the light in your country and the world, you will go forward as soldiers of light, carrying your banner, faithful and true, in the face of adversity. My child and my children, I have promised you relief from the suffering now being inflicted even on little children of AIDS. This will come in due time. This is actually based, my child and my children, on the acceptance of mankind and the Eternal Father and my Son as their leaders. You must all obtain a copy of the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. Do not accept the new mods. Try to find in your bookstores the old Bibles, my children, for many are being changed to suit the carnal natures of man. I repeat, sin has become a way of life. My child and my children, if I could open up the sky above me and show you a picture of the tears that fall upon you, it's truly raining teardrops from heaven. For many of you are blind to what lies ahead. There will be a time of great tribulation upon mankind. Will you be able to persevere during this time? My child and my children, I have given you, I should say, my Son and the Eternal Father have given you your armor. You must keep about you at all times. At no cost must you remove from your bodies your crucifix, the St. Benedict medal, and your scapular. I say this for reason. Now, my child, this week you were placed in great trial. I want you at this time to explain to others just what transpired when you removed your protection. I do? It's embarrassing. Yes, my child. Reach out to the world. You were allowed to go through this crucible for a reason.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 6, 1992. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony I have here from San Salvador says, "To Our Lady of the Roses, I am a faithful devotee to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I wrote to you approximately about 8 months ago, and you sent me the messages, and since then, my life has changed. I no longer sin with my wife, and I also wish to tell you that here at home, we pray the rosary every night with my 7 children. I, being the father, take the rosary, and we pray with it with great love and devotion to our Blessed Mother Mary. When I say that I have not sinned with my wife, I refer to the fact that we are not married. We are only living together. Thanks to God and Mary, we have not sinned for 10 months. We have not been able to get married because we are very poor. But now we have arranged everything, and we will be married soon. I only hope that Jesus and Mary, Our Lady of the Roses, will bless us in gratitude to the tremendous miracle I have promised the Blessed Virgin to pray the Holy Rosary for the rest of my life and to have a happy and a faithful marriage. May God and Mary always be with you all." And then that is signed. Now I have another one here from Rhode Island. "Dear Mrs. Ann Ferguson, I received the rose petals and messages that you sent to me. I sent the rose petals to my sister's mother-in-law in Canada. Her son Dennis was very sick. The doctor was to perform a big operation on him, to remove the front side of him. It was very bad. His mother told Dennis to put the rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses on him, and they prayed the rosary. That was the night before the operation. The next day, he was in the hospital, and before the operation, he told his doctor that he felt fine, and the doctor said to him, 'Impossible.' Then the doctor ordered x-rays to be taken before the operation, and he was cured. The doctor was in shock. He said, 'This is a miracle. We know it is a miracle by our Blessed Mother and our dear Lord Jesus that healed my brother-in-law.' His mother, the same day, got on the floor and thanked the dear Jesus and Our Lady for this wonderful miracle. I had tears of joy, so I was so happy to hear about this. I was in real darkness till I heard about Bayside. The book you sent me made me change my whole life. I went to Bayside to see for myself. I could have a chance to turn away from my sins and to see the light. God bless you all." And then that is signed. Now I have another one here from New York. "To Our Lady of the Roses, I am writing to you to share here with Our Lady of the Roses graced our lives with her miraculous power and love. A young woman in my office had a chronic cough. The doctors thought that she had bronchitis and admitted her to the hospital for observation. They found that she had a tumor in her esophagus. They operated on her and took out the tumor and diagnosed it as Hodgkin's disease. Immediately, I sent her a rose petal and prayed for her. On the day that she got the rose petal, her diagnosis changed. It was a curable cancer. She is now back at work, and after a year of chemotherapy, we attribute this recovery to Our Lady of the Roses. My aunt, 31, was in her 6th month of pregnancy and went into a toxemia. Her doctors rushed her to the hospital. Her blood pressure was out of control, 225 over 200. The doctor said that there was no hope for the baby and that it was highly unlikely survive. My mother gave her a rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses to hold in her hand. And, pardon me. And they transferred to the Cornell Hospital in New York. My mother, myself, and aunt, we started an all-night vigil to Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. They performed the emergency cesarean. My aunt survived with no kidney or heart damage. She offered all her suffering up for souls in the purgatory. The baby was born 1 pound, 10 ounces, a little boy, Matthew. We put over his crib a rose petal and Our Lady of the Roses medal. The doctors gave him no hope. We prayed to Our Lady of the Roses. Matthew was on a long respiratory for 2 months and had 2 open heart surgeries. He fought for his life. Pardon me. He is now perfectly normal and weighs 12 pounds. We are so grateful. He is our miracle baby. Our Lady has always helped me personally. I have been through several trials. She was always with me the most difficult times and pulled me through. She intercedes for me and is now showing me joy. I am so grateful to know I put my trust in her and all will be well. And that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.